Now, I'm delighted to say that we're joined on the line by John Connell, the award-winning author, film producer, investigative journalist and farmer from County Longford. His new book is out called The Wisdom of Farmers, What We Can Learn from Rural Life. And John, I'm delighted to say, has joined us on the line. John, good morning. Congratulations on your book.
Oh, thanks very much, Tressa. Great to be speaking to everybody in Kerry this morning on a nice day. I hope the rain hasn't arrived down there.
Well, it hasn't really. I don't know about other parts of the county. It's a little bit grey, but hopefully it might brighten up. And It's good to hear that things are nice. The weather's nicer up in Longford, though.
Yes, good weather today. I'll soon be out looking at the cows and sheep. So it's that time of year. Everything's out in the fields. It's the time that we look forward to each year.
Now, one of the things I liked about your book, John, is that you don't have to be a farmer. You don't have to work on the land to learn from it and from the meaning of your book and about, you know, what we can draw from rural and family life. But I have to ask you one thing. It's in relation to recent current events. Your book is wonderful and it places at the heart of it how one needs to be stoic and how one needs to be patient and philosophical to be a farmer. That's a vital part if one is to be successful at it or to love to being a farmer. Were you surprised then by the anger evinced by many farmers who took part in the recent fuel protests?
Well, it was a very difficult time for people, and I understand the situation. And, I suppose some of our problems lie 4,000 miles away in the Strait of Hormuz. So it was a difficult time, but I'm here to talk about the book.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I love the lessons of some of the advice you have. Connecting with the land. And again, what really impressed me was the fact that this isn't just aimed at farmers or anyone from a farming background, that the land belongs to all of us, and that, as you made the really good point, we're all descended from farmers.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's the oldest job in the world. It's 10,000 years of agriculture is the background. And you can't not help but have connection after 10,000 years. And what I relay in the book is, industrialization happened about 200 years ago. So we've been, a certain section of society has been cut off from the land for 200 years. Let's say the Industrial Revolution that happened in Britain, people had to leave the countryside and go to cities. And what good was the knowledge of having to, how to calve a cow in a city? But actually what I'm trying to say is that reconnecting back with nature is something that is in all our gifts and all our wants, because in the very busy world we live in, we need nature in our day. And as I said in a previous interview, actually, for the book, 5 minutes in nature would do a wonder for everybody today. And I suppose if you could get even more, it would be even better. I suppose what blew me away actually was when I started to dig into the research, Tressa, was that there'd been a lot of ancient civilizations from, say, the Cage of Fields in Mayo, 4,000 years old, and the pre-Columbian American people, and they all had a similar way of looking at the world and a similar way of farming in the world. So there was a big connection there with a land-based culture, as Tyson Yunkaporta, the Aboriginal academic, calls it. And the problem in the modern world is we've put ourselves, we are of nature, but we're not in nature. So the book is about trying to get back to in nature.
Why do you farm, John? What does it bring? What meaning does it give you?
Well, I suppose, Tressa, it's emotional and also philosophical and monetary as well. But I came back to Ireland 10 years ago, and it's 11 years ago now, actually. And I was in a bit of a bad place. I had mental health difficulties, and it was lambing season on the farm. And I was delivering the lambs, and I started to kind of realize that this was this beautiful process, this beautiful moment in life. And a lamb wants nothing more than to be a lamb. And so it connected me back with the good things in life. And from there, then I was someone who'd lived for over a decade in cities in Sydney and Toronto and Los Angeles, working as an investigative journalist. So I wasn't in nature myself. It was maybe an appointment that had to be made once a week, once every 2 weeks. But when I was back in and on the farm, I found a real connection, and it kind of recentered my life, and farming is part of my life now. My family are farmers. We started with 3 cows and we have a middle-sized farm now. And the farm's also recently converted to being organic. So it's something that it occupies a great part of my day, and it's something that I really treasure. And it's something that has given me, I suppose, great food for thought. This book is the product of travels all around the world. I worked with Mexican farm workers in America. I talked to drought-stricken farmers in Australia. I looked at bullfighters in Spain. So farming was always the background there to do these research trips. And it was something that really connected me with the earth. And I feel very glad to be able to do it.
And John, what really impressed me was that sometimes books, meditations can be very personal. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but they can ignore the social, political realities. And what impressed me by your book was that you went to other parts around the world, spoke to exploited farm workers, people who are finding struggle, yeah. and putting it all in a political context as well, which I thought was important, because I suppose sometimes when we're talking about people struggling with problems and their mental health, the actual political situation, the economic situation they're in can be a factor too.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, you mentioned there the farm workers in America. I spent over a month in the US, traveling from Florida all the way to California, taking testimony from migrant farm workers, mostly Mexicans, but also some Central Americans. And, you know, I heard harrowing tales of people who, for example, Blanca, who I tell in the book, had been had neurological damage from pesticide exposure and had also been blinded by it. Or I met Terso, a farm worker who was in his late 70s, still working, picking fruit and vegetables with no retirement, with no option to retire. So these are the issues that are facing people. Most, Tressa, coming from my investigative journalism background, that stuff kind of is my bread and butter. And you can't help but talk about these issues, because these are the issues that face people in the ordinary world every day. You know, I suppose I became aware of some of the climate crisis stuff as well in the process of the book. And I talk of a word that's in the book that people might not be familiar with, is the Anthropocene, which is the human induced era of climate change, or the human era in which we're living and the climate is changing. And that was something that was in the background for me all along. And I suppose, you know, the world is a difficult place, but we can't hide away from it. We need to talk about it. There's wonderful things in the world too, but there's also difficult things. And I see my books as a way to highlight some of these issues, whether it's an equitable living from the land. And what I mean by that is a good price for the work you do, or highlighting human rights abuses. These are issues that deserve to be talked about and should be talked about.
John, could you stay with us a few minutes longer? Because I have to ask you, one of the things you advise is to get up early. And for a night owl like me, that is a very hard thing to do. If you could stay with us a bit longer. We're speaking to John Connell, the multi-award winning author, film producer, investigative journalist and farmer based in Longford, on his new book, The Wisdom of Farmers, What We Can Learn from Rural Life. You might know John from some of his previous works, including The Cow Book, which won the popular non-fiction book of the year at the Irish Book Awards a number of years ago. We'll be coming back to John after these. Now, we're talking to writer and farmer John Connell about his new book, The Wisdom of Farmers, What We Can Learn from Rural Life. John, you'd be of the view that it's a good thing to get up early in the morning.
Yes, I know, Tracy, you were saying you were a night owl, but I'm a former night owl myself. When I worked as a journalist in Australia, I used to think nothing of going into a studio at 10 at night and working for a few hours. But coming back to rural Ireland and working on the farm, I found that, well, I had to get up early, but it became a pattern in my day. And, you know, you can achieve a hell of a lot if you get up early by 12 o'clock, you know, or by noon, you know. So I suppose when I spoke of that, I actually interviewed a meditation expert, Andy Amos, based in Australia. And he said, you know, when you get up early, the world is, particularly before sunrise, the world is in a very calm state. And it's got grace and equanimity to it, and it's a nice time to get up before the frenetic energy of a day starts. So I suppose what I want people to take from that is to take a moment in the day when they get up and just reflect for a second or 5 minutes or whatever it is, to say, I'm going to take on this day, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to achieve this. And as a writer who we used to love, Dr. George Sheehan said, you have to make today your masterpiece. So it starts with getting up early, but you can achieve a hell of a lot if you do get up early.
I like that. Make today your masterpiece. I really like that.
Yeah, George Sheehan, he was a cardiologist and a runner. And I previously wrote a book about running, and that's how I came upon him. But he said, you know, we're always waiting for we're always waiting for the day. Maybe it's next Friday you're going away for a hotel night away or something like that. He said, but actually, the masterpiece is this day, because we don't know what's going to happen in the next 24 hours. So make this one a good one.
Now, John, you also suggest that we should be in connection with our food and find out the story of where at least one item from our grocery shop comes from.
Yes. Well, I think that's a really important thing. We live in a globalised world, Tressa, as you know and your listeners know, and our food comes from all over the globe in certain cases. But if we could, and I think what I say in the book, I call it considered eating. If we could take a moment just before we sit down to have our meal and say, well, where did this food come from? Let's say it's some Irish beef, which is a wonderful thing. That took a few years to produce. So taking a moment to say, well, this is a wonderful piece of Irish beef that I got from Ireland, from my local butcher or deli stand, and it's something that I want to enjoy and savour. And Jim Harrison, a writer who I discovered in the writing of this book, he wrote a book which many people might have heard of, Legends of the Fall, which was a movie with Brad Pitt. But he also wrote a book about his love of food, and he talks about vivid eating, and it means to drink the drink, eat the food, and savour all of life, and to live vividly, eat vividly, and love vividly. And I suppose what I want people to do is to approach the food with a vivid mindset, but also not get distracted while eating. So often when we eat our food, people nowadays are watching something on their phone, or they're scrolling, doom scrolling, as we say, or they're distracted by something on TV. And you're doing a disservice to all the hands that it took to get that food to your plate. So my thing is, try and eat with people, with your family, or to try and eat in a quiet place for a moment, just to savour the food and the journey it took to get it to you. Because I've travelled and met the people who produce food in different parts of the world, and some of it goes on a very long journey to get to our plates. So give it a moment. And I think that's something that I hope people would take away from this, because we all have to eat three times, maybe four times a day. So taking a moment to savour the food we have and where it came from and know the providence of it is a wonderful thing.
So to eat with wonder and appreciation.
Yes, yeah. It's hard to do every day, but it's very important, you know. And, you know, horticulture in this country is in a tough situation. So if you're buying Irish food, you're supporting Irish farming families, and you know that it came from Carlow or Kerry or Clare or wherever. So I think savouring that and enjoying it and being appreciative of it. Because, you know, Tressa, as we have to remember, and I say this in the book, there are people who don't have access to food in the world. There are famines or near famines happening in different parts of the world. So we should be very happy that we're able to put food on the table and be appreciative of it.
Look, we'll leave it there. A fine note to end on. Every success with your new book, John. We've been speaking to John Connell, author and farmer. His new book is The Wisdom of Farmers, What We Can Learn from Rural Life. Well done.